Welcome to the Stay Healthy Hour here on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online. It's repeated on a Thursday at 6 too. This hour aims to bring you relevant local information about where to get help if you need it, useful facts, plus two topics which may assist you in staying okay as possible. Today I will chat about loneliness, where to get help, listening, positive things happening on the Isle of Wight as well. So many people are helping others, such wonderful community spirit. Loneliness can bring all sorts of issues into your life, in terms of your mental health and your physical health too. We're all individuals, unique in our own way, and it affects us differently. The current uncertainties we all face can be very difficult to assimilate too, and this makes loneliness such an individual experience. Some people say they haven't experienced it, while some people struggle with it on a daily basis. We're all out of our comfort zone. Life is strange, if a little surreal. It may be that your usual activities, habits, and daily lives have been significantly changed. Human contact is a basic human need, isn't it? It's said you might be lonely even if you're with others. So how does loneliness affect you, and what can you do to help yourself feel less lonely? Well, there are five ways to help yourself. There are many more, but I've got five for you here. These include staying in touch with people. Tell them how you're getting on and ask them how they are. Maintain your friendships. Find new ways. Have a cuppa whilst you're on the phone or using the technology. Try to flip your thoughts from the negative to the positive. Every negative can have a positive in some way. For example, even if your life is under threat, it does make you realise how wonderful your existence is. Make a decision to do something productive and celebrate that when you've done it. Your old routine isn't there now, so why not create a new one? Try something that inspires you. Now, some information on where to get help should you need it. People who don't have a local network of friends or family to support them can call the following number, 01983 823 600, and that's the Isle of Wight Council helpline. They can support and signpost you to those in your area who can help you. It's open 7 days a week, 9 till 5. If your mental health or emotional state becomes a crisis, please phone Single Point of Access Mental Health on 01983 522 214. They are there 24 hours a day or night. For mental health support for over 18s, call the Safe Haven on 01983 520 168, and that's available 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekends and bank holidays. The Samaritans are available should you wish to talk to someone. Call 116 123. Your call is free. And if you are a carer for someone else and you need support, please phone 01983 533 173 on Monday to Friday 9 till 4 and weekends, urgent calls only. If you do need help, please don't suffer in silence. Do ask for help. It's readily available. We are now a few weeks into the lockdown situation, and there's no doubt it feels peculiar, and it does feel awfully surreal. Key workers go about their day job roles, people are working from home if they're able to do so, and the majority of people appear to be adhering to the social distancing and physical distancing instructions from the government. It occurred to me the other day that there's so much information being given about all sorts, and it's so easy to feel overwhelmed by not only the amount of info, but also the content of the information too. Feeling overwhelmed can so affect your abilities to function well, and it affects not only your physical health, but your mental health too. Now, given that we're all needing to do activities differently, job roles differently, and perhaps living in different places, so it's really important to listen to each other and support each other. We all think that we're good listeners, don't we? But are we? Listening is so important. Now, I have some great information from the Samaritans to share with you about listening. It's a simple 5-point process, and it's called SHUSH. So here we go. How to become a better listener. The S stands for Show You Care. Focus on the other person. Make eye contact. Put away your phone. H. Have patience. It may take time and several attempts before a person may start to open up. U. Use open questions. Those are questions that need more than a yes or no answer and a follow-up on that answer. For example, tell me more. S. Say it back. To check that you've understood, but don't interrupt or offer a solution. H. Have courage. Don't be put off by a negative response. And most importantly, don't feel that you have to fill a silence. As the Samaritans say, whatever you're going through, you don't need to do it alone. The Samaritans are here to listen. Call 116 123. Day or night, calls are free. Now for some positive things happening on the island. Wow, wow, wow are words I've used a lot this week. People are helping others in so many different ways across the globe. But now I'll chat about Isle of Wight things. Creativity is growing and it's just so gorgeous. People are helping others in physical ways, for example, shopping and those practical things you need done if you're not allowed out. I've used the Isle of Wight Council helpline myself and they were extremely helpful. Thank you so much. In other ways, people are using very diverse ways to share creativity and positivity with others. There are online classes in loads of subjects for people of all ages and such a variety of themes. And one thing that's boosted me is friends posting online videos of their daily exercise. I'm not allowed to go out, and that's so wonderful to see and imagine I'm there down by the seafront or up in the hills when people are out for their daily exercise. They're taking their time to share that with me. That's so beautiful. Now, the NHS and key worker clapping was louder this week in East Cowes, and a friend of mine dressed in a dinosaur suit to cheer people up. Thank you so much, Sonia. Thank you for tuning in to the Stay Healthy Show here on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online. Tune in next Sunday between 3 and 4. Next week, we'll be discussing emotional first aid and then staying positive. Okay, now it's time for some kitty tips for the week. Number one, keep in touch with others. Number two, look after your physical and mental well-being. Number three, reach out for help should you need it and keep an eye out for others in need too. And number four, today is your day. Make it the best day you can and be kind to yourself. Protect yourself, protect others, stay at home.